Views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
First up tonight, first Friday of the month, is Madeline Gerwick. We're going to take an astrological overview of where we are now and what may or may not lie ahead in the weeks ahead, which form June. June, already in June. Hello, Madeline. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's great to be back. And we have lots to talk about.
Yeah. Yeah.
As usual. So, first, I'd like to just remind people that we're still in the period when the lunar eclipse events can occur, and that lasts through June 16th.
Okay.
So we still have the potential for Biden, Harris, Pelosi, Trump, and the Queen. They were all impacted by that lunar eclipse, and so we'll see who's left standing after June 16th, of course, assuming it's not CGI or doubles or clones that we're watching.
Correct.
But
or triples.
We'll see.
I mean, I don't trust. You know, honestly, the state of the art of latex masks now is so eerily real that I'm not sure what we're seeing, when we're seeing it. He did lapse the other day into his drooling, dribbling, babbling state. But the other times when he's not. What are they shooting him up with? What are they doing? It looks like the same guy.
I think it's a different actor.
They can make masks. I think it's possible. These latex masks are so utterly identical now that it's scary.
There was that picture or the video of what appeared to be a Biden actor in the airport and outside getting an Uber, carrying his bags and no security detail.
I saw the guy. I saw him. I saw that picture. Yeah.
I mean, you know, so they probably have more than one Biden, I think, is probably what's going on. It's a big job, you know. Secondly, I just want to alert everybody to election fraud 2022. And this is actually a big deal. I began noticing that, you know, Trump is really, really focused on getting his people to win in the primaries.
He's not doing real well, though, I read. At some point, last week I read? Or he's not doing as well as he wanted to.
Or
was it that...
But he's gotten quite a few of his people. Yeah, he did get quite a few of his people in, but... But you see, basically what's going on there.
A naysayer wrote the story I read then. Okay.
Oh, okay. Well, now he has actually had quite a few wins, but the problem with that, you see, that focus is suggesting to me that he's thinking he's going to help take back the country by winning, you know, these people winning in 2022 midterms. But that is not going to happen. I went and looked at the charts for the midterm election, and they are full of fraud, a lot of fraud. I don't think you're going to...
You're talking about vote fraud.
Vote fraud, yes. Yeah. And I don't see that stopping. It looks like it's set up well before the actual day and continuing afterwards and even continuing into the night of the election. So
I'm going to drag it out. I get it.
Yeah, it's not going to... I don't think he can do it that way. And also we're seeing information that the military doesn't want to take action because Trump is not telling the people the truth about what's going on. So here's my request to everyone listening. Please email Trump. Tell him that now is the time to take action, and now is the time to tell the people the truth, and now is the time to get the military to do the mass arrest. And there's always that crazy story out there about, we can have civil war and all this stuff.
Come on, you know what would happen if he tried that?
What?
Obama would have charges brought up against him for high treason.
No, I don't think so. Probably he'd be arresting Obama, but...
Well, let's see what happens. But in all seriousness, what kind of a military, what kind of a patriot backbone does this military even have left?
Well, there are people in the military that want to protect the country.
Yeah, but will they put their lives on the line and stand up and do the right thing and clean this government out?
They will if Trump will tell the people what's really going on. They don't want to be left out high and dry, you see. So I'm just suggesting that if you're tired of nothing being done to help this situation along, you could write Trump an email, and it's very easy to do. You just go to his www.45office, that's the number, 45office.com, /info/share-your-thoughts, with an S on the end, and fill out the form and tell him now is the time to take action and reclaim the country. So if there is devolution going on, if he is really the commander-in-chief, tell him to get out there and prove it.
he's an ex-president now. He's not the commander-in-chief.
Well, there's the story about devolution, and there's also the story about Biden.
He was illegally removed from office. We know that. Okay.
Right.
We got that. But as the American public has demonstrated quite clearly, they have accepted Biden and the Biden administration. I don't see any demonstrations in the streets. I don't see anybody screaming and yelling. They're laughing at him. This is Obama 3.0. It's his third term. He's running the show. So the people have accepted the greatest fraud in contemporary political history. They've accepted it.
Well, perhaps they haven't figured out how they could change it. So I'm
just
going to give them...
Well, they need to unaccept it. You couldn't be more right. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm just going to give people an option and remind people that the solution is not the election in November. That is full of fraud. You're not going to be able to win that way. That is not going to happen. And if something doesn't happen now, then, you know, when the winter comes and the power goes out, it's a lot worse. Now would be a better time to take back the country. So, just my
thought. Sounds pretty radical, young lady.
I sure hope so. Okay, so moving right along, And again, that email for Trump is www.45office.com. /info/share-your-thoughts. Okay, so now on to Mercury retrograde is finally going to move forward as of today. Hallelujah. And I know a lot of people are chomping at the bit to get things to move forward now, and that's because we have Jupiter and Mars together in the sign of Aries. Now, Aries is a sign that likes action. It's very action-oriented. And Jupiter and Mars together are very strong at initiating fortunate actions. So now is a time when we sort of feel it in our bones that we ought to be jumping out there and moving forward. And that is actually the right thing to do. But I want to caution you that because Mercury stopped today to turn around and move forward, things are still a bit on the slow side. It actually is going to take until June 8th for Mercury to move 1 degree from today, from its position today. So normally Mercury moves more than 1 degree in 1 day. So this is like moving forward at a snail's pace. And it can feel frustrating, and I just want people to remember it's nothing personal. This is the way the universe works. We may as well get used to it. So if you can just be a little bit patient for a little bit longer, it will help to not get frustrated. So the other thing that's important about Mercury moving forward now, it just recently on the 25th of May, it had a important cycle trining Pluto. So it was revealing all kinds of, shall we say, less than ideal secrets. And it's doing it again for the last time on June 10th. It's going to peak again. It's been in range the entire time since April 22nd. So all this time we've been getting secrets revealed and all kinds of information coming out about everything, actually. And so there's a lot of stuff came out about the WHO and the WEF and their destruction of various industries and so on and so forth in their meetings that they just had and their plans. So there are a lot of different things like that that are coming out. A lot of the lies about COVID and the vaccines have been revealed. So there's a lot of stuff coming out now. And on a more personal level or business level, this is a time when you may be talking to other powerful people or organizations or the masses about something that you're introducing or starting. And so this is a good time to finally resolve how you're going to move forward with the project. And hopefully you'll have that resolution on or around June 10th and certainly by June 18th. And after June 18th, okay, Mercury is in new territory. So you really have through June 17th to finish up any fixes, any things that you discovered weren't right and you needed to fix, anything like that. You have until June 17th to finish that, and then we're off to the races in new territory. So Mercury's going forward today, and tomorrow Saturn is going retrograde. Now, in a traditional way of looking at this, when Saturn goes retrograde, we're rethinking structures and processes. And this is going to continue through October 22nd or 23rd, depending on your time zone. And during this time, companies typically reconsider their structures and their processes. And so things related to facilities, maintenance, manufacturing processes, management styles, all kinds of things like that are reconsidered. But from a geopolitical perspective, people who are making decisions, such as managers, other people in authority, the WEF, et cetera, the WHO, et cetera, those people are actually in retreat, and they're typically doing things they shouldn't be doing. So this is actually true of any planet in retrograde. Retrograde planets are often doing things they shouldn't be doing, and just represents the type of people who are doing things that they shouldn't be doing. So now, Saturn's going to move backwards from 25 degrees Aquarius back to 18 degrees Aquarius, and it's going to approach its previous square to Uranus. So this is where things get tricky. Now, that's the cycle we had all last year that was associated with unexpected changes to structures, disruption of daily life, earthquakes, financial system changes, etc. And, of course, Uranus is in Taurus, which can represent earthquakes, but it can also represent changes to the financial system, changes to the currency, changes to values even. So that particular cycle usually means that whatever changes are occurring prior to a smooth transition. They're considered disruptive. So if you listen to stuff that the WEF was talking about, and this was the last week of May there, okay. They're talking about basically destroying, you know, certain energy sectors before they actually have anything to replace it. You know, good example, they want you to have only an electric car, but do you know what recharges the car? It's
you know, people don't think beyond the end of their nose, Madeline, anymore. They just cannot connect the dots. They don't even see the dots. They don't understand.
They don't see the dots. Yeah.
There are rare earths being mined all over the planet to put into these batteries. And when the batteries are worn out, there's very little safe way to literally get rid of them. I don't know how they're going to do it. That's a big problem. And then all the charges
expensive.
In between. Oh, of course.
Extremely expensive to replace one of those batteries, thousands and thousands of dollars.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, so, you know, it's not a simple
thing. They all seem to run out right after within a couple thousand miles of their warranty.
Yeah.
That was a Toyota Prius trick. It's true.
Oh, yeah, well, it's not just them. But worst of all, even regardless of the battery issue, which is gigantic, is what is behind the power that you plug into. It's the coal and the oil and the natural gas that is supporting your power plant. And without that, there's nothing to plug into. So, you know, your windmills are not going to do it. Your solar things are not going to do it. Now, if we had the free energy technology, that could do it. But so far, they're not letting us have it. So, you know, there's all that.
So
that actually, Uranus being squared by Saturn again is a negative cycle for the economy. And this is going to come to its closest point within 37 minutes, you know, less than 1 degree. Between the end of September and the first week of October. So I'm just trying to lay the groundwork that we are going to be having a challenging fall in terms of the economy. And that is followed again by Mars retrograde, which is one of the big problems with the election fraud. Mars retrograde will be square to Neptune. So that's very, very challenging for the economy and just for deceptive actions in general. So, Mercury moves forward, Saturn moves backwards, okay?
Okay, Mercury's retro. What's the time frame on that?
Oh, no, it's moving forward today. It stopped today. It's moving forward.
Okay. All right. So
yeah.
Good.
But it's just very slow. So it's going to move 1 degree between now and the 8th, which is like
that's next to nothing. It might as well still be in retro.
Well, it's very slowly moving forward, shall we say. Very slowly. It takes a while to get its momentum up, see? So, yeah. Takes, I think, until the 10th just for it to start moving. Oh, maybe it's even later than that. Yeah, it takes until June 17th to start moving 1 degree per day, which is closer to normal. So, yeah, it takes a while. Okay, so now the next big thing that's happening is financial or relationship surprises and the possibility of less money, but also the possibility of big money. So June is an interesting month in terms of financial cycles, because what's coming up right away, and this begins on Monday, or actually the Sunday the 5th, Venus is headed towards a conjunction with Uranus. Now, this is related to financial surprises or unexpected relationship situations.
Okay.
And they're not necessarily negative. They could just as easily be positive. So we do also have Pallas Athena, who is the goddess that created civilization as we know it. So she was the one who created the judicial system, the education system, healthcare, all that stuff. And she's hanging out with Uranus at this time. So that in and of itself could suggest unexpected changes in healthcare, education, or the legal system are occurring. And with Venus arriving there as well, that might signal money for those changes. So I would
encourage you to watch. There's no shortage of money, Madeline.
No, nope.
They could just make it up out of thin air.
Yeah, print it.
So
some more digital.
That's yep. correct. And this yep. is all heading toward a massive financial collapse, out of which will come the phoenix of digitized financial currency and commerce. It's all going to be controlled.
Yep. Yeah, it'll all be controlled unless we do something right now.
Get out there and
again,
get them, kid. Go get them. You go get them.
So, again, I just request your listeners to please write Trump. Now
all
would
right.
be a good time to do
I,
that.
I wouldn't write that guy if he was the last person on the planet. But
well,
that's just me.
He's the only one we actually have a chance to get in the military to do something with, so let's do whatever we can
well,
to
we
do
just
that.
Need some more LGBTQ in the military, and they'll do anything. No problem.
Well, I'm going to vote in a different way, okay?
All right.
Yeah, all right.
It's fine. That's no problem. Hang on. We'll be right back. Okay, we're back with Madeline Gerwick and hearing the astrological forecast for the month. All right, anything by way of major military conflict or major military developments in the Ukraine war?
Well,
any
we
indications?
Do have. Yes, we do. Actually, I think that shows up at the end of the month. Yes, beginning on June 22nd. There's a cycle that's associated with anger, rage, and transforming motivations. Now, that's Mars square Pluto. Now, that's a highly challenging cycle, and it can express through war scenarios, you know, on the country level. It can trigger individuals into, really intense anger as well. It's going to peak on July 1st. It's going to stay in range through July 11th. Now, there is another cycle that occurs very close to that time, then that one is in range June 23rd through July 1st. And this cycle, it's not going to last as long, but it's helpful in terms of calming it down. This is Mars sextile Saturn. Now, Mars sextile Saturn can indicate military action, but it's also used for making strategic plans. It's, oriented in business towards strategic planning, that sort of thing. But it definitely can be related to military plans or actions. So, I just have to see how that plays out. We do have Well, just recently we had the moon, the new moon on the 30th, which was Monday of this week. And that one actually looked like we could have expanded war. So, I don't know. That one is, you know, preceding the one with the military action. There's the summer solstice also has, you know, it's very close to starting that. In fact, the summer solstice has a very explosive cycle in it. Mars, Uranus, and the North Node are all conjunct. And the summer solstice, I should back up and say, now that occurs on June 21st at 5:15 a.m. Eastern Time, 2:15 a.m. Pacific Time. That chart represents the energies for the next 90 days. So whatever is occurring then can, you know, actually last throughout that 90-day period. Now, Mars, Uranus, and the North Node could suggest that the war energies are heating up. And, of course, that would be very detrimental to the economy. So we'll have to see how that plays, because there is another cycle in range at that time. That's Venus sextile, Mars, Uranus, and the North Node. So it's not strong, but it's helpful. So it could help to dissipate some of that in a more positive way. We'll just have to see. That could also suggest maybe financial system changes rather than war. So, but Mars and Uranus together are volatile. They're very volatile. They're explosive. And so, you know, it's showing up multiple times. Let me put it that way. And then we do have the new moon at the end of the month on the 28th, June 28th. That also has the possibility of expanded war. So, I don't know. Now, that could just be saying that the war in Ukraine is going to expand out into Europe. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's that, but that's a possibility. The war could expand in terms of legalities here in this country, or the financial war could be expanded. So there are a lot of different ways you can interpret those energies. They're not necessarily bombs bursting in the air.
Well, here, maybe bombs bursting underwater. I mean, I'm not joking either. This is a tactic that has been discussed on this program and elsewhere. Rather than an aerial burst or a ground burst, an underwater burst, which would generate about a 2,000-foot tsunami, which would wipe out all the lowlands as far inland as the tsunami could roll and then wash back out to sea. About 40% of Americans live within 5 to 10 miles of the shore, so this would remove a great deal of people from this country.
Wow.
That's one of the scenarios that is out there. So I wonder how much more they can push Putin before he will have to step back and do something.
Yeah. I don't know, because Putin has got a lot of Libra in him, but I don't know. Maybe
he may have a lot of cancer in him, too.
Well, actually, I don't think that's true. But Putin took 8 years to decide to respond to the situation in Ukraine since...
To respond to our overthrow of the legitimately elected government of Ukraine.
That's right.
8 years.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
8 years.
I think there were a lot of things going on during that time.
He might not do anything in that way, but the Ukraine situation could expand in other ways.
Right.
Where, you know, Poland gets involved or, you know, other countries get involved, you see. So, it's possible it could be that, and that does look like there's a possibility that's happening. On the other hand, perhaps it's our military arresting people in this country for being criminals. So So we have to keep that possibility in mind, I think.
I wish I could get on board with that. I really do. And I appreciate your opinion. I respect it. You know that. I just don't see it. I don't see this military. It's been cleansed of its patriotism to a very large degree ever since the Clintons. It goes way back. We have now a military that is the laughing stock of most of the world.
I don't disagree with any of that, but on the other hand, there are still people in the military that think it's their job to protect us.
There's some wonderful people in the military, yes, but are they going to risk their lives?
I think they would for their country. Yes, I think they would. Yes, but they need some help from Trump. So that's why I say we should write Trump now.
Why, Madeline, why do you trust that man?
Well, there's not any better options.
Okay, it's the lesser of all evils. Okay.
I mean, come on. You got another option? It sure ain't Clinton.
Well, right now he's an unemployed ex-president. What the hell is he going to do?
Well, I don't know that he is unemployed, so that's why I'm saying it would be good to ask him to tell the truth of what's really going on.
To tell the truth about why he invited all the patriots to Washington on January 6th, set them up, and then left them to swing in the wind? To tell the truth about why he did that? Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, is there devolution going on? Let's find out. Let's just find out. If it's really true, let's find out. If not, we'll know, and then the patriots might be showing up. You never know. But that's what would happen if nothing happens from the military. They're not going to wait forever.
Okay. They've overridden Posse Comitatus. You know how they did it? They can now have, let's say, a whole platoon of troops, U.S. military troops, deployed against the public. All they need is one federal official embedded in that group, and it is now no longer a violation of Posse Comitatus. One federal official in a group of military soldiers makes it legal. That was another little shortcut that they found.
Oh, my God. Well, all I can say is, We better take some action, and now is the time to take that action. So that's my request.
I concur with you. It's now or never.
You know, at some point, the patriots are going to show up. They've waited a long time, and it would just be a disaster. So let's see if we can't get some movement from the military. Okay. Right. Now, June 14th. Oh, and before I move on, we do have three more cycles, so we have four financial cycles this month. They're, you know, unexpected money or relationships, less money and relationship challenges. That's square to Saturn, Venus square Saturn. Big money, Venus trine Pluto, and good money for donations or just, you know, having fun or a beer or whatever. That's Venus sextile Neptune. So all of this is going on this month. There could be financial changes going on this month. We'll just have to see. Certainly a lot of energies associated with financial cycles here. Now, I do want to mention the June 14th full moon. Now, full moons are when things come to light. And what's coming to light at the full moon on June 14th is plenty of confusion, uncertainty, and deception. So this is the sun opposite the moon. That's what a full moon is. And they're both tightly square to Neptune. So now, this chart for the USA suggests that leaders are hiding behind closed doors. And whatever they're doing, that means it's not being revealed to the public. So, you know, a lot of uncertainty and probably deception. That would be my best guess on that. Now, on the other hand, there is another set of cycles that suggests leaders and citizens are choosing to be responsible, organized, and strategic with their choices. Now, this is Sun trine Saturn and Moon sextile Saturn. So, I think there is a possibility, at least some possibility that some leaders will choose to be responsible and strategic. So we'll find out. We'll find out. Some of them are obviously going to choose to be deceptive, and that's always the case, sure. At least in our present situation. Now, there's another cycle occurring then that I just want to alert people to, because it can be related to accidents or wounding, but also can be related to healing. This can also suggest the start of a new quest or taking an action to fulfill a current quest. And often a quest is related to your deepest wound. And when you heal it, then you can assist others who have similar wounds. Now, that cycle is Mars conjunct Chiron. And they are semi-square with Mercury. So you could have accidents. You could have wounds, just verbal wounds, you know, people attacking you verbally, which seems to be the most common thing we see lately. So I would just recommend people to stand your ground, you know, be sure that if someone attacks you, you know, that you don't take it, that you tell them, hey, that's very unbecoming behavior, and you're not accepting it. So in the full moon chart, Mars and Chiron are in the 10th house, and that could suggest that the U.S. is having what I would call barbed communications with other countries or possibly corporate leaders. Now, that could also be public or private messages, depending on the situation, but there could be some nastiness, shall we say, verbally or communication-wise, country-wise, going on as well. And then the financial situation looks mostly good by the middle of the month, and this is on the 14th, but rough spots are ahead. That cycle I told you about, less money, Venus square Saturn, that's just coming in range, and it's going to peak on June 18th. So if you do get unexpected money in, set some aside, and then pretty soon the other cycle will come into range and help you out, the Venus trine Pluto. Now, I do need to talk about the summer solstice. I think I have time. Okay. And I did sort of talk about this
about
momentarily.
8 minutes. Yep,
8 minutes. Okay. All right. So the summer solstice, and I mentioned earlier, it's on June 21st, 5:15 a.m. Eastern Time, 2:15 a.m. Right. Pacific Time. Okay, right. This is during a third quarter moon, so the structures are not in place for new starts. So basically what we're being told, because this chart represents the energies for the next 90 days. So now in this particular summertime, you might want to be getting rid of things that you no longer need or no longer want. Get rid of things so that you can expand later. Bring, you know, make some space in your life or your home or your office, you see. So that's what I would do. It's not really a great time to start something really strongly because it's a third quarter moon. Now, so just think about what you can eliminate or reduce. Now, this is when we have one of the cycles that's associated with negative conditions for the economy. This is Uranus conjunct the North Node and opposite the South Node. And I just mentioned the fact that it's going to be conjunct to Mars here pretty soon. That cycle is actually a negative cycle for the economy, and it typically means that the economy is encountering unexpected changes due to past issues. So, you know, that law of unintended consequences, you know, you print too much money and then there's too much inflation and so on and so forth.
Sure.
So that is showing up the consequences of some of the things in the past, and it's not so good for the economy. Now, that cycle is going to peak on July 31st, and that's the time that Mars, Uranus, and the North Node are all conjunct, is on July 31st. So, you know, it's a pretty rough cycle at the end of July as well. And I don't want to go more into July because we really need to finish June. But that's just a heads up for July. Now, the good news is that there does appear to be a lot of money available. So Venus trine Pluto in Taurus is exact that day. So that's a very good sign that there's money flowing during the next 3 months. And it's possible it could suggest the stock markets are headed up for a while. But again, by fall, I do not expect that to continue. The fall looks rough for the economy. So other things that are good that are happening there, we have, this is Mercury sextile Jupiter. Now, this is a short-lived cycle, but it's a very nice cycle for promotions, writing, speaking, teaching, publishing, travel. So if you're traveling, this is a great time to do it. That cycle comes in range on June 16th. It peaks on the 20th of June and stays in range through June 22nd. And if you're trying to promote something, notice that June 16th and 17th are the best days to start your promotion, but avoid the timeout on the 16th of June. Okay, now, another thing that's happening there is we're right at the beginning of the Uranus and Saturn square, so that's also showing up for the next 90 days, and that is a massive problem. Now, I'm going to move ahead. I did talk about already the strategic and military action and the rage and transformational problem that we have beginning June 22nd. That was the Mars square Pluto and Mars sextile Saturn. So I'm going to move ahead to the 28th of June. This is Neptune retrograde begins. Now, from a business standpoint, this is usually when you're going to get your graphics redone, any images for your website redone, any literature, which nobody uses anymore, business cards nobody uses anymore, etc. But it's also a time when you want to reevaluate your finances for yourself and for your company. And because we have these war energies, you might want to be thinking about whether your company or you should be investing in something that looks like gold or silver or cryptos that are gold-backed, such as Meta OneCoin. Those are the kinds of things I would be considering if you're concerned about what's happening with the financial system and how you're going to manage to function if the WEF takes over the entire thing. So I would recommend that you look at that. And then I want to quickly move on to the new moon on June 28th. That's the same day that Neptune goes retrograde. And that Neptune retrograde is going to last through December 3rd. So these are long retrogrades, these planets that are slower. Now, the new moon on June 28th, what's getting started there is probably a lot of enthusiastic promises that may or may not be kept. This is Sun and Moon exactly square to Jupiter and Aries, so be careful not to overexpand at this time. No matter how good it looks, it's best to look closely before you leap. And one of the best descriptions I've ever heard of Jupiter and Aries is, fools rush in where angels fear to tread. So just be a little bit cautious. There is another cycle that should help. That is Mercury trine Saturn. It should give you some strategic thinking to help you decide whether the numbers are real or fake. And it's very good for planning. It's very good for planning. So if you have something to plan, that's a very good cycle. And that one's going to come in range at the new moon, and it peaks on July 2nd. And it stays in range through July 5th. Now, the other problem with that new moon is that Mercury is also square to Neptune. And this is a very challenging cycle for anything related to accuracy. Under this cycle, we're often lied to, just plain lied to. Sometimes it's through omission, but a lot of times it's just plain lies. And even people who are not intending to lie can make mistakes. It's very common. You really have to double check everything, not take anything for granted. So,
go ahead. We can go another minute and a half. Go ahead.
Okay. I just want to remind people that they can contact me for a personal or business consultation at 877-524-8300. That number again, 877-524-8300, and that's a toll-free number. Or you can visit my website at PolarisBusinessGuides.com. That's PolarisBusiness, BusinessBusiness, Guides, GUIDES.com. PolarisBusinessGuides.com. And also, for anyone who purchased the 2023 online ebook, Good Timing Guide 2023 online book, that is now available, and it's ready for anyone who's looking into next year. Okay. And hopefully we'll get through this month like we always do.
Yeah. Well, I hope you're inland enough if the underwater nukes go off.
I am definitely inland enough.
Good.
I definitely am. I will not be impacted by that. But I am going to...
You might get a little wet, but you won't be impacted. I see.
That's right. I won't be blown away by it, shall we say.
Right.
Okay. And
okay,
I know
ma'am.
You won't. All right. You take care.
I'm okay. Thank you. And thanks for all the hard work. Well done.
Okay. Take care.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. All right. We'll be right back with more and Susan Bradford coming up next. Don't miss it.